We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The direction that our country is headed in. I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome and I love us.
It's a beautiful day.
Is 6:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is time for three big things.
Three.
New York City beefing up security as much as possible for New Year's Eve. That'll be in Times Square on Sunday night.
Two.
A police officer has fatally shot a man in southwest Wichita. That investigation continues.
One.
College men's basketball, 8th-ranked Wichita State at Connecticut tomorrow. First ever game for the Shockers in the American Athletic Conference. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And we've got the report of some areas of freezing fog out there this morning. So watch out for slippery roadways. Probably a good idea to take a little extra time getting where you need to get to today out there. The gasoline prices in Wichita still around $2.29 a gallon. They made that jump midweek. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast here in the final weekend of the year. We do have some areas of freezing fog this morning. After that, clearing off. High today, 42. It'll be our warmest day of the week by far because bitter cold air comes in tonight. It'll be mostly cloudy and windy. Overnight low down to 12. And then looking ahead for the weekend, high tomorrow, 18. High Sunday on New Year's Eve, 11.
Wow.
High Monday on New Year's Day, 12.
Oh, boy.
And the temperatures at night get really cold. Saturday night, a low down to 4. Sunday night, a low down to -3 to begin the new year. Yeah. There's your weather forecast. Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, 29 degrees.
Balmy.
91% humidity. A little breeze out of the south. We're on our way to a high of 42. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's. Find your own style. See why people from around the nation and the world, in fact, make Hatman Jack's their destination. It's at the Clock Tower in Delano, one of Wichita's great stores, Hatman Jack's. It is 6:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Money tracker Don Grant has stopped by here. Hello,
morning.
Don. How
morning.
Are things going out there?
Well, it's balmy out there.
I mean, I know.
It's like the summer's
Enjoy
day.
This day while it's here.
That's bizarre. 12, 11?
Super, super cold.
Ouch.
Yeah, so we'll be getting into that. Let's check out and see what happened on Wall Street yesterday.
Dow Industrials finishing up 60 points, a record close for the blue chip industrials. 71st time this year that we had a record close. United Health and Caterpillar contributing the most to the gains. Also on the positive side, bank and financial stocks. Strategists have been recommending these stocks as beneficiaries of tax reform. And Amazon doing well, too, up 1.5% on the week. That company benefiting from having 45% to 50% of all online holiday retail sales. Online retail sales were up 18% overall. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. One of our friends in the broadcast industry, Mark Davidson, over at Channel 3.
Yeah.
I believe it's his last day on the air today over
Good
at Channel
buddy.
3.
Good
and
buddy.
He, of course,
nicest.
He appeared briefly on KNSS a few times. He helped us out with sports.
Filled in on sports, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's a good guy.
Real nice
guy. Got to
know
him over the years and wish him best in his future endeavors.
Now, what's he going off to do? Something.
Isn't he joining you in the financial industry?
I think, you know what? Might be insurance.
Or
I
is it insurance?
Remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was something non-media related.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hate to say it. There is life after TV. Well, no, it's amazing, that industry, because, you work so hard. I mean, I was stringing cable. I was shooting. Mm-hmm. I was recording.
Yep.
I was, a technical director and all that. Moved up the ladder, got to reporter, then finally got to anchor.
Yep.
And then you go, huh? You know, I mean, like, it's fine, but it was so great to get for me to get out of that industry because, you know, I wasn't diving for my pager every time there was a storm
aspects to it that takes its toll.
But it's exciting being in it while you're in it, of course.
You know,
so it's anyway, so good for him. Good for Mark.
Yeah, we wish Mark the best. It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted. Money tracker Don Grant, CFP, joining us now live in the studio. What do I have to do if I have to rebuild my retirement?
Well, you know, an unexpected medical emergency a loss of a good job or even a downturn in the small business can trigger a last resort action of raiding a retirement account. It's always a last resort. Now, sometimes that is the only resource available to stay afloat. If that has been the case and you're now back on your feet, recovery will take some equally tough strategies. Well, the first and the most obvious challenge is to recover with a retirement account is to get aggressive with saving. That means forgoing some of life's simple pleasures for your future. That means no vacation, no eating out, less expensive gifting in order to deploy those dollars to your retirement investment accounts. Put it away, you know, put away maximum amounts allowable for 401k accounts and IRAs. It's tough to leave your familiar stomping grounds, but would you relocate to make the same or more in a less expensive location? The South and other parts of the Midwest may have lower taxes, less expensive housing, and better job opportunities. Remember, this move can be temporary just until you get that retirement account back to sustainable levels. Staying on the job another year or two can triple the return of your efforts. First, you'll have another year of retirement savings that you can count on when you need it. You will buy another year by not spending your retirement assets. And Social Security benefits will grow as well because another creditable year for benefits. And you're delaying taking your Social Security, which until age 70 will increase your benefit dramatically. Delay the temptation for immediate gratification. I recently had to do that with my college-attending daughters. She wanted a new iPhone. I asked the simple question, what's wrong with your current iPhone? That's rather dad-like. Nothing. The new one is faster and has more memory.
Oh, that's not the right answer.
Well, I asked if she needed that for school. She admitted, no. Well, that was a year ago, and she's perfectly fine, and no one makes fun of her for having last year's model. So, I mean, even when they get into college, they get like this. So, you know, she's the one who this was a year ago, and she hadn't decided on law yet. But if you want to be an attorney, you think you'd come up with a better argument than
Well, that's a lesson learned.
Well, but she also did the little blink the eyes and look up at daddy thing, and that works. That goes so far. You know, I have to be in the right mood for that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff.
So, what else is going on?
We lost actress Rose Marie passed
away. Oh, yeah.
Sally. Yeah. So 2017, we lost Mary Tyler Moore at the beginning of the year. We lose Rose Marie at the end of the year from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Well, and Dick Van Dyke's still around.
Dick is still around. Carl Reiner's still around.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you'd never. It wasn't until the later episodes that you ever saw him.
Yeah.
You know, he had the stable of wigs.
Yeah, the toupees.
I love that show. And, I mean, Dick Van Dyke, they were all extremely talented.
They were pretty good group.
The banter that they had going on when they were trying to write, you know, shows and
pretty
stuff.
Clever
and
stuff.
Rose Marie was the quintessential single woman for life, you know.
With perennial. The wisecracks.
Yeah. No, that was a great show.
Well, Don, thanks for joining us. And
thank you.
Happy New Year in advance.
Yeah, we'll see you next year,
weekend.
As they
say.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. That's our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. More details on a fatal shooting involving a police officer in Wichita coming your way in the 7 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.